News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show, 704-570-1110. The outrage continues to percolate in the wake of the super unprecedented raid on Mar-a-Lago. And I want to welcome to the program Jonathan Emord, who is joining us now. He is an attorney. He is a columnist. And I want to really lean on your expertise in this regard. You've got a tremendous piece posted up over at townhall.com, The Illegal Search of Mar-a-Lago. Jonathan, thank you for making time for us.
You're welcome.
So this raid you describe as an abuse of prosecutorial discretion and a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Is it likely that there will be any professional blowback, pushback, what have you, against the FBI for doing this raid in the way that they did?
I suspect so. I suspect that Trump's attorneys will probably take some action because the search and seizure is unlawful, I think, rather plainly. I know it was authorized by a court, but by a magistrate judge, but the foundation for it is entirely lacking. In order to have a lawful search, you have to have probable cause. And probable cause means you must be able to establish a reasonable belief that a crime has occurred or is about to occur. And there is no crime here. The National Archives and Records Administration apparently wanted certain documents. They obtained them, and then apparently they wanted some more. And they wish to have them looked for, but rather than proceed as they had been, they had the Justice Department, probably with great degree of complicity of the Attorney General, because this is unprecedented, authorize this search. Yet there is no crime involved. I mean, the Presidential Records Act is a civil act. Mm-hmm. It's not criminal. And the president, under Article 2, is commander-in-chief and has complete power to declare a document classified or to declassify it. There's no evidence that the documents in his possession that they sought with this ex parte warrant were classified. They said that they were, but there's no evidence that there actually were classified documents. And even if they were classified, that doesn't mean that a crime has been committed, because the president could have declassified them for all they know when he was in office, on the last day or in the last minute. Mm-hmm. He still has that power. So this is highly unusual, unprecedented, and a real abuse of prosecutorial discretion, particularly because they've also denied the opportunity to be heard from the president's counsel before they acted. Mm-hmm. And in a situation that's not an emergency, right, where you could serve a subpoena, they could have served a subpoena and had judicial process performed and the opportunity to be heard by Trump's counsel as to whether indeed there was anything. But as it turns out, the evidence shows that Trump was fully cooperating, so you wouldn't have even had to have gone to that point. He would have probably turned over anything they wanted.
If we are of the belief that these were the presidential records that he had kept in a safe or whatever it was, and it turns out that that's not why the FBI went in. It turns out that they went in because of something connected to January 6th or something like that. Will there be punishment for misleading the court, or for doing a different sort of a search and not just the search for the presidential records?
Yeah, that would be an unlawful search, because under the Fourth Amendment, the warrant is required to focus on particularly described places and things to be seized. So you can't have what previously existed in 18th century England, a general warrant, mm-hmm, which was an administrative officer could just issue an order to the police to just go ransack someone's home and take anything they wanted. That was declared made unconstitutional by our Constitution. General warrants are prohibited. Mm-hmm. So you can't use a warrant issued by a court for a specific set of documents as an excuse to then go invade private places and mm-hmm. obtain other things. So if they did that, it does look like they engaged in a roving sort of a review. That would be a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Boy, this does seem like it may be custom made to go right to the Supreme Court, doesn't it? If the lawyers were able to file a lawsuit or that, this seems like something that the justices would want to take under to take a good look at, I would think.
They might well. It's a classic example of abuse of power. It is a sign that Merrick Garland is dominated by bias, as is the entire Democrat Party, to tell you the truth. This looks like the politicization of the law and an application designed to upset the prospects of a prospective candidate for president.
I appreciate your time, Jonathan. It's wonderful to catch up with you, and I would love to visit with you again as we move down the road. I imagine we'll be doing a lot of talking about this, and I certainly appreciate your wise counsel.
Thank you.